Dr. Natasha Campbell-McBride is a medical doctor with postgraduate degrees in neurology and human nutrition. She is the founder and senior partner of the Cambridge Nutrition Clinic, specialising in digestive and immune system disorders in adults and children. Her work has achieved international acclaim with lectures in Europe, the United States and Australia, and the publication of her book Gut and Psychology Syndrome. She has pioneered the development and use of probiotics and is responsible for the formulation of the NewWays Advanced Probiotic. Join us now as we listen in on her recent probiotic seminar.
All diseases begin in the gut. This is a phrase that the father of medicine, Hippocrates, have said all those thousands of years ago. And he was absolutely right, and the more we learn now with all our scientific muscle, the more we realize just how much right he was, just how right he was. You are people enlightened. You know that we have bacteria inside our digestive tract. An adult, on average, carries 2 kilograms of bacteria. There are more cells in your digestive system than there are cells in your entire body. There is more genetic material in there than in your entire body. It's a highly important part of our human physiology, which we cannot live without. The number of functions that our gut flora fulfills play so many vital roles, not just in the digestive tract, but in the rest of the body, that I can talk about it for hours. Here we're going to concentrate on just a few most important functions. The whole surface of the digestive system is covered by bacteria. And if these bacteria are the right ones, the beneficial bacteria, if they predominate there, then they become the housekeepers of our digestive system. They protect it from all sorts of invaders, bacteria, viruses, fungi, parasites, toxins that come with food and drink into the digestive system all the time. At the same time, they convert the food that comes along into a whole host of nourishing substances for the gut lining itself. They orchestrate the whole cell regeneration process in the gut wall. Because the cells which line the gut only live a few days. They get born, they fulfill their functions, and then they get shed off. The lining of the gut constantly renews itself. You have new gut lining all the time in there. And this process of cell regeneration is orchestrated by beneficial bacteria. If they are not there, this process goes wrong. The cells mutate, the cells change, they cannot fulfill their functions of digestion and absorption of food, and many of them turn cancerous. If you have good level of beneficial bacteria in your digestive system, they will stop any cancer formation. You see, these two things simply cannot live together, the cancer and good, balanced, solid gut flora, if you've got that. Apart from ensuring that the gut is in a good shape, in a good state to digest and absorb our food, the beneficial bacteria in your gut actively take part in digestion and absorption. They produce every enzyme under the sun for digesting proteins and carbohydrates and fats. They produce substances which transport nutrition through the gut wall into your bloodstream. That's why people who have got damaged gut flora, or gut flora which is not at an optimum, cannot digest and absorb a lot of food or supplements. A lot of it goes just through them because they have to be transported, actively transported through gut lining, a lot of them, and they do require those transporting molecules which bacteria provide for them. Apart from ensuring appropriate digestion and absorption of food, these bacteria actively synthesize a whole host of nutrients that we cannot live without. B1, B2, B3, B5, B6, B12, vitamin K, biotin, many amino acids, and many other nutritious substances. They synthesize all the time. Why? Because most of these substances are water-soluble. They don't stay in the body long. So even if you have plenty of them in your food and have supplements which provide you with these substances, there will be times during the day when you will be deficient in these vitamins. You will be deficient in these substances. Nature has always found a perfect solution to this problem. It provided us with our own little factory inside our digestive system, which constantly produces these substances and constantly releases them into your bloodstream to provide you with these substances every second, every moment, every single day of your life. Protection from invaders and immune system modulation. That's a vitally important function of our gut flora. About 85%. From 83 to 85, according to different researchers, 80% of our immunity is located in the gut wall. So you can see the gut wall is one of the major, major immune organs in our body. And gut flora, which lives inside, plays a crucial role in appropriate functioning of the immune system. It takes role in hundreds of various functions that the immune system fulfills. But one thing that it does, which is a very important thing, it balances the immune system. It balances two major arms in the immunity, Th1 immunity and Th2. Now, this arm of the immunity is responsible for reacting appropriately to anything in the environment, anything we come in touch with, in contact with. Pollen, dust, animal fur, foods, chemicals, anything that settles on our mucous membranes and gets into our digestive system, this arm is supposed to deal with. In a person who loses their gut flora, or in a baby who hasn't acquired normal gut flora right from the start, from mom, because mom doesn't have normal gut flora herself, she passes her abnormal flora to the baby, this arm of the immunity becomes disabled. It cannot function well. So the second arm of the immunity, Th2, which is normally responsible for allergic kind of reactions, becomes hyperactive because it tries to compensate for that disabled arm. So the person, instead of reacting to cats, to dogs, to horses, to pollen, to dust, to foods, to chemicals in the environment appropriately, starts reacting to everything in an allergic kind of way. The person develops eczema, asthma, hay fever, all sorts of itchy rashes, and all sorts of other allergic kind of reactions. You probably see in newspapers every spring photographs of this, of pollen, this magnified thousands of times, this horrible spiky looking with hooks and spikes and scary looking things flying in the air. If this arm of the immunity is good and healthy, you won't even know that you've inhaled thousands of pollen particles. It'll deal with it, and you wouldn't know about it. But if that arm of the immunity is disabled because you don't have good functioning gut flora in your body, then this arm will deal with it and you will start sneezing. And your eyes will be running. You will develop hay fever. You will react to these things. Detoxification is a major part that our gut flora plays, our beneficial bacteria. The cell membrane of our beneficial bacteria can chelate pretty much anything. Aluminium, lead, mercury from your amalgam fillings or vaccinations in children, petrochemicals, glues from our carpets, paints from our doors, anything, anything that gets into the digestive tract, and also all sorts of carcinogens are produced as byproducts of normal digestive process. So these bacteria will grab them, they will chelate them, and they will neutralize most of them, and they will remove them from your body. But if these bacteria are not there, if they've been wiped out by a course of antibiotics or something else, and you don't have them, then these substances will be left to do whatever they want. In your digestive system, they will absorb, and they will cause a lot of havoc in the body. I'm sure you all read about what mercury can do to you, and what lead can do to you, and what aluminium can do to you, and lots of other chemicals, thousands of chemicals that we are exposed to in our daily lives. So having solid gut flora is very, very important to protect yourself from these things. I like this cartoon very much because it depicts the healthy gut flora with a healthy gut. You can see those little green creatures. This is your beneficial bacteria, and they ensure that the food is digested and absorbed properly, and they keep the gut clean and healthy and vibrant. They keep the cell regeneration process going, so your gut lining is always young and up to its jobs. What can damage our gut flora? If you just have a look at the list of these things that we're exposed to on a daily basis, I'm sure majority of you would find 2, 3, 4, sometimes more factors that would affect you personally, that are relevant to you personally. Antibiotics, what antibiotics do? They wipe out the beneficial bacteria. Beneficial bacteria, unfortunately, in our digestive tract are very vulnerable to antibiotics, particularly broad-spectrum antibiotics. They are amoxicillin and penicillins and tetracyclines and other cillins, which are usually prescribed on a common basis. And they do recover the beneficial bacteria, but different species of beneficial bacteria take different time to recover. On average, it takes them from 4 weeks to 2 months to recover. But that is a window of opportunity for all sorts of pathogens, for bad disease-causing bacteria, viruses, and fungi to get in those niches and to establish themselves. And once they get there, it's very difficult to drive them out. That's why every course of antibiotics damages your gut flora, and that is a vital time for the person to take probiotics, to take the good bacteria when the antibiotic is prescribed. Contraceptive pill has a devastating effect on our gut flora. That's why we have generation after generation of women now who have compromised gut flora because they have been on contraceptive pill for many years before they start their families. I work a lot with children with disabilities and behavioral problems and learning problems, and every one child has got a mom with compromised gut flora. And the pill is a huge factor in our society which damages gut flora in women. Other drugs, pretty much any drug that is prescribed on a repeat basis for long periods of time will have an effect on your beneficial bacteria in the gut. Stress, daily stress, particularly prolonged periods of stress, will have an effect. Poor diet, infections, various disease, particularly tummy bugs, particularly infections that you catch in third world countries such as salmonella and typhoid and cholera, things like that. Probiotics are vital because particularly cholera vibrion, that is such a wonderful bacterium, it leaves your gut sterile. It is such an aggressive bug. It goes through, it kills everything living in there, everything. And actually, it doesn't damage the body itself. The person who is not looked after, if the person gets cholera, they die from dehydration because so much water gets poured through your gut lining out, the diarrhea. That's what kills the person, the dehydration and abnormality in your electrolytes, in your minerals in the body. But if you keep pumping the minerals in and keep pumping the water, and the cholera will pass through and leave your gut completely sterile. And that is the time to put the good bacteria in. So they get there first to occupy different niches. So it is vital, absolutely vital. Bottle feeding. Breastfed babies develop completely different gut flora to the bottle-fed babies. And that flora in the bottle-fed babies later on predisposes them, first of all, to allergies. Bottle-fed babies are far more prone to allergies because their immune systems are out of balance and to various other problems. So breastfeeding is absolutely vital for our babies. Old age makes us vulnerable. Pollution, radiation, alcohol, toxic chemicals, dental work. With dental work, we swallow mouthfuls of toxins which go straight into your digestive tract, and we swallow them for weeks and weeks afterwards, after you visited your dentist. So whenever you go to the dentist, it is very important to take probiotics, to top up your gut flora, to give it a hand, because it's been exposed to mercury, it's been exposed to God knows what. There are hundreds of various chemicals that dentists use as they do work on your teeth, which are damaging. This is another cartoon to match the first one. When we wipe out the beneficial bacteria from the gut, what happens is the gut gets taken over by pathogens. Even in a healthy adult, in a healthy person with healthy gut flora, science found so far 500 different species of downright disease-causing pathogenic bacteria, viruses, and fungi. But as long as the good bacteria controls them, as long as the good bacteria are in majority, these pathogens do us no harm. They live there in small colonies and sometimes even fulfill some useful functions for us. But if the beneficial bacteria have been wiped out, pathogens have a special opportunity to overgrow, to occupy various niches in the gut and start damaging it. And that's the situation you will get. There are no more of those little green creatures. They've been replaced by the horrible-looking pathogens. They damage the gut wall, making it leaky and porous. They literally punch holes through the gut wall. So foods that you eat don't get the chance to be digested properly before they're absorbed. A lot of food gets absorbed in a partially digested form. And then the immune system finds them and the bloodstream attacks them. And as a result, you develop food allergies or food intolerances. So there is nothing wrong with the food, everything wrong with your gut wall. The food doesn't get the chance to be digested properly. Secondly, when the mucous membranes of the gut lining are under attack like that, they start overproducing mucus. Undigested food particles get stuck at that mucus, and fairly quickly the person finishes up with a layer of putrefaction, literally glued, stuck to the gut walls. And this rotting matter will provide a wonderful environment for worms, for parasites, for all sorts of pathogens, leaching lots and lots of different toxic substances into your bloodstream, day and night. And what these toxins will do, depending on which organ they will hit, which organ they will target, they will bring up symptoms. If they get into the brain of a developing child, they can create ADHD, they can develop hyperactivity, inability to learn, inability to behave, inability to create any social contacts. They can create autism, ADHD, dyslexia, dyspraxia, any of these conditions. If these brains flood the brain, if these substances flood the brain of an adult, then the adult can become depressed, or can develop anxiety, or can develop obsessions, compulsions, or any other so-called psychiatric or psychological symptoms. If they get into your joints, they will cause arthritis. If they get lodged in your skin, they will cause skin problems. If they settle in the blood vessels, in the walls of the blood vessel, they will cause heart disease and atherosclerosis. So wherever they get, they cause disease, these toxins. So the person finishes up with the digestive system, which is, instead of being a source of nourishment for the person, becomes a major source of toxicity that the person carries with them everywhere. And generally speaking, the science has established the fact that more than 80% of toxins that float in our blood come from our digestive system. Not from exhaust pipes, not from pollution, not from smoking, not from outside, from our own gut. Our gut is the major source of toxins. So it is very important to keep it clean and well-functioning. So how do we keep it clean and well-functioning? We have to top up the beneficial bacteria in there all the time. And what a lot of people don't realize is that we used to do that for millennia. People used to consume beneficial probiotic bacteria on a daily basis for millennia, because for millennia we didn't have refrigerators and freezers until the last few decades. So we had to preserve our food somehow. If you kill the deer, you can't eat it all at once. If you leave the meat lying around, it'll rot and it'll be unsuitable to eat. You had to preserve it, didn't you? If your cabbages are ripe, you have to do something with them because they'll rot away, and for the rest of the year you'll be left without your cabbage. And the same with the rest, fruit and vegetables and other substances. So what did people do? They fermented their food. You can ferment anything using lacto-fermenting bacteria. They fermented fruit, vegetables, grains, meats, fish, dairy. Some fermented foods we consume on a daily basis, such as wine and beer and yogurts and other dairy fermented products, but that is not enough. And a lot of people don't consume good quality products which have got enough live bacteria in it to top up their gut flora. So people used to top it up. And now, since we invented the refrigerators and freezers, and since we all got obsessed with bacteria and started sterilizing everything we touch and everything we put into our mouth, we are depriving ourselves from this vital bacteria, which we must have. They're vital for our physiology. They're vital for our bodies to live, to survive, and to function. That's why it is very, very important for us to take the probiotic bacteria. Unless you are prepared to start fermenting things at home, making your own kefir and yogurt and your own sauerkraut and other things, it is a good idea to take probiotic. Probiotics are basically beneficial bacteria put in a capsule or in a powder form. So what do? They replenish your gut flora. They give them a hand. They protect the gut from infections. It is an excellent idea to take good quality probiotic when you travel, in particular, particularly if you travel to the areas where food poisoning is common. They protect the gut from infection. They improve digestion and absorption. As I mentioned already, we cannot digest and absorb nutrients well without well-functioning gut flora. New Ways provides you with excellent supplements. If your gut flora is poor, and if you're not digesting and absorbing your food very well, a lot of these supplements will go through you without absorbing. So to increase absorption of the supplements that you take, and also absorption rate of the nutrients that you consume with food, it's a good idea to replenish your gut flora, to take a good quality probiotic. They keep the gut wall clean, because these bacteria basically consume all the rotten matter, all the byproducts of the digestive process. They deal with it, they shape it, they form it, they push it along, they move it along, and keep the gut clean and vibrant and healthy. They balance your immune system. So any person who has allergies or autoimmune conditions, a good probiotic is a must for these people. And they destroy toxins and carcinogens. So they will prevent things like cancer developing in the body and other toxin-related conditions. And they will prevent heart disease and atherosclerosis, because atherosclerosis and heart disease are not caused by cholesterol. They're caused by toxins which get into your bloodstream and which damage the walls of your arteries and veins and capillaries. New Ways Advanced Probiotic. You're all blessed to have a good probiotic now in New Ways. And I hear a lot of good feedback from people already who have started taking it. So what's special about this probiotic? It has three species of lactobacilli: Lactobacillus plantarum, Lactobacillus rhamnosus, and Lactobacillus acidophilus. These are the most researched, the most studied, and the most powerful species in this particular family of bacteria. It's got two species of bifidobacteria, Bifidobacterium bifidum and Bifidobacterium longum. These are, again, the most researched and the most efficient and beneficial strains from the bifidobacteria family. The lactobacilli generally populate our esophagus and intestines. Bifidobacteria generally supposed to populate the bowel in people. In some people, these things migrate and move, but that's sort of the general definition, and you need to supplement both, because your digestive system is populated with heavy layers of bacteria from the mouth, from your lips, all the way to the very end. So not just bowel needs treating, the whole digestive tract is populated with bacteria, and it has to be the right mixture of bacteria. It has a beneficial yeast in it, Saccharomyces boulardii. This is a point I need to cover because quite a few people already asked me. People who have got candida overgrowth in their body, they say, I'm on anti-candida diet, and an anti-candida diet tells me that I must be yeast-free. Now, that is one of the faults in the anti-candida diet. You cannot be yeast-free. Yeasts are everywhere. They're floating in this air at the moment. They're in every mouthful of food and drink you take. They live under your sink, under your bath. They live under your armpits. They're everywhere. You cannot live without, you cannot avoid yeast. The key here to have your gut populated by beneficial yeast, so it doesn't allow the bad yeast to take hold. You have to fight like with like in nature. If you don't want bad bacteria in there, you put the good bacteria in there, and the good bacteria will not let the bodies in. If you don't want bad yeast in there, put the good yeast in there, and that will stop the bad yeast developing. And in fact, what I find that this product is excellent for people with candida overgrowth. It is perfect for these people because it introduces beneficial yeast and it starts driving out the pathogenic yeast, the bad yeast. So please make a note of that, because I'm sure some people will ask you that question. They will say, I have to be yeast-free because I've got candida overgrowth, so I can't take this probiotic. So that's the answer for that question. L-glutamine. L-glutamine is an amino acid which provides a ready fuel source, food, for the gut lining, for the cells which line the gut. L-glutamine, generally speaking, is food for the gut lining and food for the brain cells. This substance has been prescribed by nutritionists for a long time to people with leaky gut. So, because that's what it does, it helps to rebuild new layers of new healthy young cells on the gut lining and heal and seal the gut, the leaky gut. So it deals with the leakiness. And hence, it would deal with the food allergies and intolerances. Generally speaking, I don't recommend to people to test for food allergies and intolerances, because any of you who have got enough money to go and do a few tests every day for a week or 2 weeks as a battery will find that you're allergic to everything, everything you eat. Because if you've eaten lamb and cucumbers today, you'll be allergic to lamb and cucumbers today. If you've eaten pork and tomatoes tomorrow, you'll be allergic to pork and tomatoes. Whatever you eat doesn't get the chance to be digested. It just absorbs in partially digested form. And, of course, the test will pick that up. Heal and seal your gut, and your food allergies and intolerances will disappear. That's enough. Then react to maltodextrin. Why? Because maltodextrin is a carbohydrate, and bacteria love carbohydrates. That's what they eat. So as soon as they have any free maltodextrin into their digestive tract, candida starts eating it, converting it into toxins. The toxins go in, and these are the toxins that make that person sick. These are particularly people with ME, with fibromyalgia, with chronic fatigue syndrome, people with multiple sclerosis, and with multiple chemical sensitivity. These are very debilitated, very sick people. Many of them can't even get out of bed. So they say, I react to maltodextrin, so I can't have your product. Maltodextrin had to be listed on the label because those lactobacilli and those bifidobacteria and saccharomyces were grown on it. So they're sitting on it. It's between their legs. It's on their bodies, stuck. It is not free maltodextrin. It will not feed existing bad flora in the person. And there are traces of it in there. I say by law it had to be listed because it's in there. But there are traces. There are existing cattle who cannot tolerate maltodextrin or any other prebiotic substances such as FOS, fructooligosaccharides, or inulin, or other prebiotic foods, because prebiotics don't just feed good flora, they feed bad flora just as well. So if you have good flora in there, they'll feed you good flora and make it flat. Per gram, high count of bacteria in it. Probiotics are everywhere. Majority, vast majority of these probiotics are prophylactic. They're not strong enough to make a real difference. This probiotic is very strong. It is a therapy. It can be used as a prophylactic probiotic if you are healthy and you just want to keep yourself healthy. But it can be also used as a treatment for people who have health problems. So as a treatment, you can use for all these conditions. The whole lot of digestive disorders. You cannot get a digestive disorder if you have a solid, healthy gut flora. It will not allow any problem developing your digestive system. So you can assume and presume that your gut flora is damaged if you have any digestive abnormality. IBS should be renamed as gut dysbiosis. It is a gut dysbiosis, and huge percent of our population suffers from irritable bowel syndrome, IBS. So any person with IBS, with Crohn's disease, with ulcerative colitis, with any diarrhea, constipation, flatulence, indigestion, belching, bloating, any digestive problem needs a good probiotic. That's very, very important. That's the number one thing that they need. All allergies, including eczema and asthma and hay fever and others that I've talked about, chronic fatigue syndrome, ME, multiple chemical sensitivity, fibromyalgia, multiple sclerosis, Candida syndrome, this probiotic is very suitable for. All immune disorders, I'm talking about autoimmune conditions here, such as rheumatoid arthritis and lupus and Sjögren's syndrome and osteoarthritis and many other autoimmune conditions. Any kind of arthritis, because the toxins that seep from an unhealthy gut into the bloodstream, a lot of them like to attach themselves to collagen fractions. They love collagen molecules for whatever reason. They attach themselves to various collagen molecules. There are many different varieties of collagen molecules. Our joints are largely made out of different varieties of collagen molecules. Then the immune system comes along, looks at that collagen molecule and says, you're foreign. You don't look like mine because that toxin has changed it and starts attacking it. And you get arthritis. So it's your own immunity attacking your own joints. So you have to clean up your gut. You have to remove those toxins. And then the body will leave your joints alone. In fact, it will repair them quite quickly. Learning and behavioral problems in children and adults, and that's a specialty of mine, and that's my book largely concentrates on that. The book is available here on sale. I'm sure majority of you saw it. So any of you who have got children with these problems or who know somebody with autism or dyslexia or dyspraxia or hyperactivity or ADD or any other less specified behavioral learning or social problems, give them my book. Let them read it. Because the only way to treat these children is to deal with their digestive system. These are digestive disorders in children. And degenerative conditions such as loss of memory, Alzheimer's disease, multiple sclerosis, various muscle wasting disease, any degenerative condition in the body requires a good quality probiotic. In order to use the probiotic as a therapeutic measure, we're going to talk about the dosages in a minute, but first we'll talk about how to use it, how to take it. So take it first thing in the morning and last thing before bed. I'm sure you will hear from different sources that all probiotics must be taken after food because of stomach acid. What these people don't know is the physiology of stomach acid production. When we wake up in the morning, we virtually have no stomach acid production whatsoever. So that's a good time to take probiotic. The stomach gets into gear by about 10 o'clock in the morning. That's when it starts producing stomach acid. And it tops at about 6, 7 o'clock in the evening. So when we have our dinner, that's when your stomach production is the highest. So I recommend to people for the practicality of it, take them first thing in the morning and last thing before bed. That way you will not forget about it. The rest of your day, you're free to do what you need to do without thinking about your supplements. Have you taken them or not? You've already done it. And also, these are good times because in the morning, first thing in the morning, your stomach doesn't have much acid in it. And at the end of the day, most of the stomach acid will be bound with your dinner. It will be dealing with your dinner. So it will be a good time to take that. Here, if I've got a minute, I would like to say that indigestion is very common in our world. You see advertisements of antacids on television for heartburn, don't you? People with heartburn and indigestion have low stomach acidity. That's why they get it. And the last thing they need is an antacid. They need stomach acid. They don't need antacid. And in that situation, all sorts of pathogens grow on the wall of the stomach in these people. And what these pathogens do, they produce certain toxins which cause a paralysis of the sphincter. which separates esophagus and the stomach. In some people, it's more severe. It's open all the time. So every time they lie down or bend over, food spills out into the esophagus. And because esophagus is alkaline, it can't stand acid. A little bit of acid spilling from the stomach, even in a person with low stomach acidity, there is some acid in there. So whenever that spills back into your esophagus, it burns, it hurts. The person gets a heartburn. And that's why they take the antacids to actually neutralize that acid in the esophagus. Just take a glass of water. In some people, the sphincter is not quite so paralyzed. It does close, but much slower, more sluggishly. It doesn't quite work well because of this toxicity. So these people will bring up some acid when they burp, and they do burp, these people, because whenever the food comes in their stomach, these bacteria that live on the walls start feasting on it. And a lot of pathogenic bacteria and yeasts in particular produce gas as they feast on carbohydrates. They produce a lot of gases, so a bubble of gas accumulates in the stomach, and that has to be released. And as that's released, some acid spills into esophagus. So if a person has indigestion or if they have heartburn, the first thing they need is a good, powerful probiotic to drive out all that pathogenic flora from the walls of their stomach. Another thing they need to restore their stomach acid production, and the best thing to do that is sauerkraut, which is sold in Tesco and other places, fermented cabbage. Any cabbage of any sort, eat a good chunk of cabbage 10-15 minutes before your meal, and your meal will be digested well in a person with low stomach acidity. Or take supplements of stomach acid. They're available. Betaine hydrochloride is available on the market. Right, as a prophylactic dose, this probiotic needs to be taken 2 capsules a day for adults, 1 capsule a day for child. That doses which are recommended on the bottle, are printed on the bottle. For children, you can open the capsule, pour the powder into water. It dissolves very well, so the child can take it as a drink. It's not difficult to give to children at all. And when using as a treatment, you need to build up the dose gradually because this probiotic is powerful. It will cause a so-called die-off reaction. What is a die-off reaction? When these bacteria come into your stomach, they start killing off the pathogens in there, killing candida, killing clostridia, killing other pathogens in there. And when these critters die, they release toxins. And these are the toxins which are giving you your characteristic symptoms, whether it's arthritis, whether it's a skin rash, whether it's a loss of memory or inability to concentrate or your migraine headaches or anything else typical for you, or behavioral abnormalities in a child, hyperactivity in a child, or inability to concentrate, inability to learn, dreaminess and moodiness and everything else. So in order to keep that reaction under control, you have to build the therapeutic, the dose of the probiotic gradually. So what the die-off reaction can do, this is sort of typical symptoms that can be present in a person who gets a die-off reaction. If any of you of people whom you recommended the probiotic to get this kind of symptoms, get this kind of reaction, tell them this is a wonderful news. It means the probiotic is hitting the nail on the head. It's working. That's why you're feeling like this. So explain it to them in advance. If they want to use New Ways probiotic as a treatment measure, expect getting a little bit worse initially before you get better. And that's a clear sign that you are getting better, that you're driving the evil out of yourself. So what are the building up dose? So with an adult, start from 1-2 capsules a day. Some particularly debilitated people, such as people with ME or fibromyalgia or with chemical multiple chemical sensitivity or multiple sclerosis, I have to start from 0.5 capsule sometimes because they react to even that tiny amount because they are so riddled with candida and other pathogens in their digestive system that any amount of die-off knocks them down completely, these people. So whatever the person's condition is, they need to start gradually, starting from 1-2 capsules a day. So if they take 1 capsule for a week, then 2 capsules for a week, then 3 capsules for a week, then 4 capsules for a week, until they get up to 8. If at any point the die-off reaction gets a bit too much for the person, tell them to settle on that dose for as long as it takes, 2, 3, 4 weeks. It's very individual. So this build-up process is very individual. Some people sail through it quickly. Other people take longer, depending on what the condition is. Once the person is on 8 capsules a day, they should stay on it for about 6 months, again, depending on the severity of the condition, or whenever the symptoms have completely gone and they feel really wonderful, and they feel that this is getting a bit expensive now, So I better start reducing the dose. When they achieved what they wanted to achieve, then they can start reducing the dose to a maintenance level of 2-4 capsules a day. So that's for adults. For children, the same sort of structure. Again, start from half a capsule or one capsule a day and build up gradually to a therapeutic level. Keep them on that dose for 3-6 months and then reduce to a maintenance level. But of course, the therapeutic doses are different for children. This probiotic can be given to a baby from day one. As soon as the baby is born, it is a safe probiotic to give to babies. So for breastfeeding moms, what I recommend, dust your nipples before breastfeeding with this probiotic. Okay? But that's the easiest way to give it to the baby. Okay? Just dust your nipples. And make sure that you get up to one for a baby from 0 to 1. Up to one age. If the baby is bottle fed, then that baby must have a probiotic from day one. That's an absolute must for a bottle-fed baby. Bottle feeding is inappropriate, inadequate for... We used to have a culture of wet nurses in this country. And I wish it would come back. I wish women got their act together and organized themselves. When I was breastfeeding my babies, I could feed 5 at the same time. I had so much milk. And there are a lot of women who do have so much milk, they could feed so many more babies. If there was a network of moms who would share this and who would communicate with each other. But because we have these formulas available in the shops, people are lulled into a sense of false security. They are inadequate for babies, inappropriate. No formula on the market is fit for any baby. They damage them. Babies need to have breast milk, your mom's or somebody else's mom's. That is the most important thing. Right, for children older, the doses grow, the doses get bigger. So if you have my overheads, then you can write it down. Topical applications. You can not only take it in, you can use it on the outside for all sorts of problems. And women do suffer, and men suffer, and children suffer from all sorts of local things. Eczema, psoriasis, another dry skin. Just take a capsule or a few capsules. Take a ripe avocado, scoop all the flesh out, mash it with a fork, mix the probiotic in, and apply that as a cream. It'll keep in the fridge for a few days. Works on eczema beautifully, particularly on babies, on children, on infants. Vaginal thrush. Insert a couple of capsules up your vagina at night and go to sleep. In the morning, you'll feel much better. Repeat it a couple of nights, and it'll clear your thrush. Okay? Nappy rashes on babies, again. Chronic cystitis. Red itchy vulva in girls. A lot of young girls suffer from this. They scratch themselves, and they sore in that area, and they wet themselves a little bit. Mix 3-4 capsules with natural yogurt and apply on the whole area after a bath in the evening. Let them run around to dry up a bit, and then off they go to bed. Okay? Works on athlete's foot as well. Oh, dear. Right. Ear infections. It works beautifully for ear infections. Take a teaspoon of olive oil. Mix 1 capsule in there and use it as drops. In outer ear, in the ear canal. Chronic sinusitis and adenoids can be used as nasal drops, just in warm water. Sore throat and sore gums works beautifully on those, absolutely beautifully. Just get your child, stick his tongue out at night after he's cleaned his teeth, not going to eat or drink anymore, just going to bed, open the capsule on the tongue, and let the powder dissolve overnight, and overnight it'll clear out any infection on tonsils or mouth, the same on gums, anything in the mouth or in the throat. Or gargle with it, okay? Use it as a rinse. This is my book, so any of you who want to learn more about this subject, you can read more about it. I talk about probiotics there extensively and about gut flora extensively. But the book is largely concentrating on learning disabilities and behavioral problems in children. This is the treatment. It's a self-help nutritional protocol described in this book with a large recipe section with all the meals and everything described for busy moms to do. So it is a self-help book that parents can follow in order to help their children. Thank you very much.
After the seminar, there were a lot of questions. And we were very fortunate to have the opportunity to ask Dr. Natasha to share her knowledge with us. Tell me, Doctor, Why does advanced probiotic not require refrigeration? And can I take it on holiday, for example?
The bacteria in this probiotic are freeze-dried. So while they dry, they are dormant. They are asleep, if you will. When they come in contact with moisture, they wake up and they start doing their good work. So you don't have to refrigerate them. Just keep them at the room temperature. Don't put them in direct sun or in a hot place, obviously, but keep them in dry place with ordinary temperature. And that means that you can take it on holiday with you, just in your handbag. You don't have to have special conditions for it, refrigerations or freezers or anything else.
What's the best way to take advanced probiotics? I mean, should it be at meal times or in between meals? What do you think?
The general traditional advice that you would hear on taking probiotics is to take them with meals. The reason for that is that people think that stomach acid is going to destroy the bacteria. So in order to reduce that effect, we need to take it with meals when most stomach acid is bound with the food. However, at the beginning of my presentation, I was talking about stomach acid production, the physiology of it. We don't produce stomach acid all day long in the same amounts. And the best times to take the probiotic are the times when the stomach acid is the lowest, and that is first thing in the morning and after your evening meal. So those are the good times to take probiotic. Obviously, on the bottle, it does say take it with meals or after meals. So if you've forgotten to take it first thing in the morning or last thing before bed, then take it whenever you find time, whenever you remember about it. And don't worry about taking it at any particular rigid time.
In your seminar, you went through a number of illnesses, if you like, and conditions where you felt it to be very, very advantageous, almost essential, to take advanced probiotics. So does that mean I should only take them when I'm unwell, or should I take them when I'm healthy?
What people don't realize that we used to take probiotic bacteria for millennia before we invented refrigeration. Because for millennia, people fermented foods. So they fermented meats and fish and vegetables and fruit and grains and dairy products. So every day they took mouthfuls of beneficial bacteria. So our human physiology has built that in. It is essential for us to have these bacteria every single day. So it is something that we should have. We are depriving ourselves from this vital part of our human physiology.
Now, I know a lot of women will want to ask whether they can take the advanced probiotic when they're pregnant, and afterwards, can they take them when they're breastfeeding?
Absolutely. It is vital for a pregnant woman to take a good quality probiotic. Why? Because pregnancy is a natural state of immune suppression. Your immunity is down during pregnancy in order for the woman's body not to reject the fetus. And if a woman has got some abnormalities in her gut flora, if she already has got some pathogenic species lurking in there, when her immunity down like that during pregnancy, those creatures will lift their ugly faces and start doing harm. So it is very important to keep them down. And a good probiotic during pregnancy will do that for you. It'll keep your immunity strong and it'll keep any pathogens that might be lurking in your digestive system down. With breastfeeding, again, it is vital that during her pregnancy, a woman prepares for breastfeeding. So what I recommend that women populate their nipples and the whole area of breastfeeding with beneficial bacteria. So apply probiotic mixed into yogurt or any body cream that you use on your nipples and around that area. And that would prevent mastitis later on when you start breastfeeding. When you start breastfeeding, in order to supplement your baby with the good probiotic, just dust your nipples with the powder probiotic before breastfeeding.
Okay, in your presentation, you gave details of the doses that adults should take of the advanced probiotic. Based on what you just said about pregnancy and then breastfeeding, is it all right for children and infants to take advanced probiotic, and what doses should they take?
Absolutely. Children can take this probiotic from day one, right from birth. That's why I was talking about dusting the nipples of a breastfeeding mother with the probiotic before breastfeeding. That's a good way of supplementing your child's diet with good bacteria, good beneficial bacteria. However, a lot of children
don't acquire good balanced gut flora from the start of their lives in our modern world due to various factors. So this probiotic can be used as a treatment for these children. And the way you prescribe it, the way you use it, you start from a tiny amount, you build the dose up gradually to a therapeutic level, you keep the child on the therapeutic level for 3 to 6 months, and then reduce the dose gradually to a maintenance level. The therapeutic level is different for different ages of the children. So up to 1 year of age, from birth to 1 year, it's one capsule a day. Add it to bottle feed or dust it on the nipples of the breastfeeding mother. From 1 year of age to 2 years of age, 2 capsules a day is enough. That's the therapeutic level. From 2 to 4 years of age, 3-4 capsules a day are enough, depending on the size of the child. 4 to 8 years of age, 4 to 6 capsules a day. From 8 to 13 years of age, from 6 to 7 capsules a day. That's the therapeutic level. And from 13 onwards, the child can be seen as an adult, can take an adult dosage.
You know, it's amazing, and I'm sure a lot of people must have the same curiosity and question that I've got. With all the knowledge that you're sharing with us on probiotics and the benefits of them, why don't more doctors know about probiotics?
Well, in our modern world, doctors are in a catch-22. First of all, they are not trained in nutrition in medical schools. Secondly, it isn't a secret that Western medicine is run by pharmaceutical industry. So doctors are trained to use pharmaceuticals as a method of treatment and are not really encouraged to look elsewhere at any other method of treatment.
Given the fact that most of us, if not all of us, at some time during our lives are going to go and see our doctor and our GP and might even get referred then to a specialist, can I take these probiotics when I'm taking medicine that they've prescribed?
Absolutely. This is food. Probiotic bacteria is something we all human beings had for millennia and we ought to have with every mouthful of food that we eat. This is food. It has nothing to do with medication. There are no known interactions between medication and probiotics, so you can take probiotics while taking medication. I would not take them in the same mouthful because we simply don't have the data what happens when we do that. I would take them at different times. For example, you've taken your medication before breakfast, then take your probiotic after breakfast. If you've taken medication after meal, then take your probiotic before meal. People who are on chemotherapy or any other medication that they have to take for long periods of time do very well with probiotic because that would counteract side effects that you may get from the medication.
You've mentioned in your seminar topical applications. Now, I suppose most people like me would think of probiotics as being things that you swallow. Could you give us an example of where we would use probiotics topically?
You can use probiotics anywhere on your body, on every mucous membrane, on your skin, on your eyes, in your mouth, on your gums. Somebody gave me a good example recently that a lady got stung by a wasp. And what she did immediately, she mixed 1 capsule of this probiotic with a bit of skin cream, applied it to the wasp sting, and in a matter of minutes, all the reaction has disappeared. There's a lady that contacted me recently who got conjunctivitis. Her eyes were all swollen and red. And despite the fact that she was taking antibiotics for a week, it wasn't clearing, it wasn't going away. So what she did, she added a capsule of this probiotic into her eye bath and used it as an eye bath. And that cleared the infection quite effectively. So you can use it anywhere. And in my lecture, I have spoken in detail about various topical applications that you can use this probiotic for.
The term prebiotics has come up quite a lot. What's your thought on prebiotics, and would they be useful to take prebiotics at the same time as you're taking probiotics?
Prebiotics are various carbohydrates which feed bacteria. That's a new area of research that's come up in the last few decades. Now, the thing about prebiotics is that they would feed any bacteria, the good and the bad. So if your digestive system populated by bad bacteria, that's what your prebiotic will feed. That's why when you do take prebiotic, and some supplements in new ways have got good prebiotics added to them, it is vital to take probiotic with it. So you feed the good bacteria, not the bad ones.
Well, that leaves us one last question, and that is, who should take New Ways Advanced Probiotic?
I'm sure you can answer that question yourself now. Probiotic bacteria have been built into our human physiology. It is vital that we all have it, starting from birth. So infants, children, adults, women, men, teenagers, elderly, we all should take good quality probiotic. So the answer to this question that everyone, absolutely everyone, should take a good probiotic every day of their lives.
Thank you very much, Doctor, for sharing your knowledge with us. For further details on Dr. Natasha Campbell-McBride's book, Gut and Psychology Syndrome, or New Ways Advanced Probiotic and the Prebiotic Maximal Solutions, or for additional copies of this CD to give to a friend, contact the person named on the cover.